Let the games begin. No, not those games. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Summer is heating up, and so are the great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles at Deal VW. It's like getting a new car without paying a new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, and much more. All at great prices with Volkswagen-backed warranties. Check out the Deal inventory online and see the great quality selection they have. Only showroom quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily, so check often. Get down to their classic location at 3601 Bird Road and beat the heat in a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. Not sure it's still the case, but there was a time South Floridians would be counting the days until NFL training camps would open up. Sports landscape circa 1987 included the Miami Dolphins and nothing else on the pro scene. Eventually, the Heat, Marlins, and Panthers would come on board, but even with that, the Finns were still the big dogs in town, and the anticipation of the upcoming season would have the city abuzz with the prospects and potential of Miami's favorite team coming together for the first time that season. The Dolphins' lock on local favoritism may have faded some over the years, but the NFL's climb as America's new pastime probably hasn't changed much of the enthusiasm for the beginning of a new campaign. As the Fish open training camp this afternoon, they'll do so amidst much curiosity about questions that have plagued the franchise for the last couple of decades. Number one concern since the great Dan Marino retired is, does this team have a so-called franchise quarterback on the roster? You heard that one before. To date, since 1999, that answer has been a resounding no, as in not even close. If Tua is that man, he will have to show significant strides early, and the beginning of training camp is not too soon to begin convincing people we are in good hands. The Finns have blown through any number of coaches since those glory years, most of whom have exited humbly in failure, either during the season or shortly after a brief tenure. Brian Flores, Miami has a coach that pulled off a pair of miracles so far in terms of games won versus perceived talent on the roster. He and Chris Greer appear to be working as a tandem to assemble the right personnel for a turnaround. This upcoming season will render the strongest indication yet of whether Miami is heading in the right direction. With a running game that was suspect last year and a passing game that seemed subpar, the Dolphins still managed to score points in large enough quantities to win 10 games. Most expect both those areas to improve. However, all that will depend on an offensive line that has made patchwork and makeshift household words in South Florida. The workouts are not nearly as intense. The preseason is down to 3 games, and Xavien Howard may be a holdout, but we're ready to go. It may not be considered a national holiday around here anymore, but the opening of Dolphins training camp 2021 may finally usher in the climb from sub-mediocrity the team has pointed to for the last 20 seasons. I guess if not, there's always next year. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Fund.